Welcome to the Go Beyond Health podcast. My name is Dr. Stacey Mobley. I am a women's health expert, speaker, and thought leader. This show was created for busy professionals and entrepreneurs by a busy doctor and entrepreneur. My goal is to share with you invaluable insights, tools, and tips around how to use health as your platform to live more, make more, and be more. You can rock your body, mind, soul, and your business all at the same time. Are you ready to embrace a fabulous and enriching life before retirement? Tune in weekly as I share key knowledge nuggets to help you tame chaotic hormones, stress, energy levels, all while shifting your mindset. Head over to simplehealthtalk.com to subscribe and receive free simple health tips, goodies, updates, and more. Hello, we're still in our mindset series, and this is Dr. Stacey Mobley. And in this particular audio, we are talking about two steps to shifting your mindset. Two simple steps to shifting your mindset, and you're off to reaching every goal, every idea, possibility that you desire. The first step is to believe. Sounds really simple, right? But it's one of the hardest things for people to do. It doesn't cost you anything. It actually adds to your life, especially for my accountants, if I have some of those on the line, the asset or liabilities. It's an asset to believe. It's worth investing in yourself to believe. Albert Einstein, I think this guy's awesome. So insightful. And I'm going to quote him probably a million times throughout this mindset series, but he just makes so much sense. And I know there are more people out there who make sense too. But as I come across those quotes, I will pull them into my different shows. I love quotes. I love coming up with quotes myself and sharing insightful quotes from others. So the quote for this section is, "It is better to believe than to disbelieve. In so doing, you bring everything to the realm of possibility." That's from Albert Einstein. See, I told you he's a genius. Literally. So the first step is to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in your higher power. For me, that is God and my angels guiding me. They're constantly guiding me. And because of those reasons, you should never, ever, ever feel alone. Don't even focus your energy in that area of feeling alone, because you never are. Even when you feel like it, nobody gets you. You feel nobody believes in your idea. They think you're crazy. Actually, I mean, honestly, if you look back on all the crazy people, well, okay, murderers are different, but crazy people, people just shun. It was like, that's never going to work. They were not a part of the status quo, which I clearly think that status quo, being a part of the status quo, is overrated. They've always been the ones that are the change makers, the quote-unquote crazy ones. So stick with it. You will get there. And I also want to let you know that failure is not an option. I'm going to put a twist to this. Remember, mindset is all about perspective. So my perspective of that saying failure is not an option is saying that you will try your idea, and if it doesn't work, you'll move to the next. Whether my idea works or not, I have a checklist. Failure is not on that checklist. I never consider myself a failure. I might consider the idea that I had to not be viable, or that it's not viable for that particular time, because there's a season for different things, right? There's a timing to implement one thing, and you may not realize that there's another step that was needed. So by that idea not working at that point in time could actually be saving you a lot of time and money. You might need to build more experience in certain areas, whether that's book knowledge or experience with life. You never know. So don't spend so much time questioning what didn't work. Shift that energy to what is working at that moment. Because whatever is working at that moment is what you need to be focusing on. It's what you need to be moving forward. And eventually, there may be the season and time for that other idea to come back to fruition. So don't forget about it. But don't focus on it. That energy could be used better with the ideas and the movement that you already have. And you are never a failure until you try. Really, if you don't try it, how would you know whether it will work or not work or be viable? You don't know. So just continue to reevaluate and keep moving. Action begets action. That's somebody else's quote. I don't know whose it is, but I'm giving credit by saying it's somebody else's quote. So the second step of the two steps for shifting your mindset is action. Action. Action does a couple of things in your life. It solidifies the belief that you have in yourself, in your higher power, and it sets motion to those things that deserve action. It sets motion and it also keeps you in motion. Action is a very powerful state to be in. It also strengthens your faith in yourself, which is a little bit different to me than belief, and we can create a whole show on that. But it strengthens your faith and it increases your belief in the infinite possibilities that surround you. We are surrounded by millions of them. Whether we see them or not is another question. So next time you talk to yourself, I don't ever want to hear you say that there's no possibilities around, that you don't have an option, you don't have a choice. You do. You have plenty of them. Choose to see those and not the obstacles. That's not to say you won't address the obstacles or you're not addressing the roadblocks. You're just really utilizing and shifting your energy. Those can still be dealt with without you spending my time focusing on those. So, with that, we're going to wrap up the two steps to shifting your mindset audio call or podcast and go forth and take your next step. Yes, your next step. Listening to this podcast was your first step. See how awesome you are? Like, you're already moving right along. You're moving forward. Just go ahead and take step number two. Step number three. Go ahead. You can do it. I believe in you. Thanks for tuning in to the Go Beyond Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Stacey Mobley. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a 5-star review here on iTunes and make sure to head over to simplehealthtalk.com to subscribe for your free health and beyond updates to keep you productive, motivated, and prevent that noontime energy crash. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes on topics related to health, business, and mindset from key expert interviews and I.